Here's a thought I'll title The Crucial Missing Element from So Much of Fine Art Photography. I love going to museums. It's one of my favorite things to do. I love that sense of amazement when I look at a piece of artwork and think, this can't be done. It goes way beyond how did they do it. It's when we look at a piece of artwork and can't possibly fathom how it could be done. That's when it becomes really magical. It's a marvelous moment when looking at a piece of artwork. And that's the problem with so much of photography. We don't have that anymore. And I'm not sure we had it much, even in the earliest days of photography. Obviously, the very first photographs, people would look at it and say, that can't be done. How did you do it? It's magical. But then it became more common. And then people started making much bigger prints with negatives in the enlargement process. And the audience reacted, it's impossible. You can't do that. It's amazing. But now even size has lost some of its charm. Because when we look at a big 42-inch print or something, we all know how it was done. Somebody bought a very expensive Epson printer and printed it. It's not magical, it's mechanical. And in the mid-20th century, when people like Ansel Adams held up a beautifully printed gelatin silver print, we all looked at it and said, how did he do that? It can't be done. It's so gorgeous. At least our prints didn't look like that. But then we learned how to do it. And then we looked at Jerry Uhlsman's recombinant imagery and said, how did he do it? That can't be done. But in fact, it can be done. And now, with Photoshop, it can be done by everybody pretty easily. Not that long ago, I saw my first print that used in-camera movement and thought, wow, that's really cool. I wonder how they did it. And then it became known and everybody does it. And now it's lost some of its charm. There are aesthetic opportunities when in-camera movement is a great technique. But there's lots of times when I see in-camera movement and think, it's just a gimmick. It's just a trick. It doesn't really enhance the image at all. When I see a beautifully done portrait sketch by a charcoal or pencil or pen and ink artist, I think, how did they do that? When I try to draw something, it looks like stick figures. And then I realize, well, maybe it's hours and hours and hours of work and talent that was part of their DNA and born in them. All I know is it's magical because I can't do it. And that is the missing crucial element from so much of fine art photography. We no longer look at any photographs and say, how did they do that? Or it can't be done, or this is magical. No, we know how it's done. As a matter of fact, the whole world knows how it's done. And they write it off instantly and easily by saying, oh, it was photoshopped. And it doesn't make any difference if that's true or not. It doesn't make any difference if the photographer did use Photoshop to create something magical, or whether or not it's a straight photograph. The fact that the public can dismiss it by saying, oh, it was photoshopped, is an indication that it's nothing special. And when photography is summed up that way, inaccurately many times, but nonetheless summed up in the viewer's mind as being nothing special, just photoshopped, it loses so much of its power to amaze, to give us that sense that we have with so much of artwork when we say, it can't be done, or how did they do it, or this is amazing. When was the last time you looked at a photograph and said, this is amazing, it can't be done, how did they do it, and didn't answer, it was photoshopped? I think this is one of the great challenges for all of us photographers in this time in the history of photography. So many of us think the answer is to go to a more exotic location, and to photograph a more exotic thing, perhaps with even more exotic light. We're trying to imbue the magic into our photographs from the subject, and that sends us on a search for more and more exotic subjects. Antarctica, Nepal, Namibia, Bhutan, Iceland, the national parks. Find the magic place, and you can get some magic in your photographs where people will say, how did they do that? Or do they? Most of the time, don't they ask a slightly different question that's not nearly so empowering to our fine art photography? They ask, where was this photographed? And we photographers, to some degree, encourage that by titling our images with the location and typically the year in which we photographed it, thereby subtly communicating to our viewers that what's magical about this is not our photographic expertise, not our sensitivity, not our communication, not the way we touch their soul, but rather the fact that we were able to travel to an exotic location where perhaps the viewer has never been. I wish I had an answer, but I don't. All I know is there is that crucial element that's missing from so much of fine art photography these days, because no one looks at a photograph anymore and says, wow, isn't that amazing? That can't be done. I wonder how they did it. No, they don't ask that question because they know or think they know. And the magic and the mystery has been completely removed. And what's left is a beautiful picture made with an expensive camera in an exotic location and processed with techniques that are accessible to everyone. And even though you and I know there's a lot more to it than that, that's how the public thinks about photography these days, and why fine art photography still has such a difficult time being accepted as a legitimate art medium on par with so many other art media like painting or music or sculpture. Fine art photography today, especially straight photography, has been deprecated from the magical to the mundane, from the mystical to the mechanical, from the wonder of this can't be done, how did they do it, to that's nothing special, we can all do it on our iPhones.
Copyright 2025, Lenswork Publishing.